Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. I think it's just a fact that most people know that life is not fair. I think a lot of people feel that and resent that. Of course, that's understandable. Some people seem to have it all, and their lives seem to be really easy and effortless and fun, and maybe they don't struggle with the same things that you do. And others seem to struggle their whole lives and just fight tooth and nail to get ahead and maybe just come out on top or break even. But when we look and we ponder the scriptures, we can find a lot of stories that sort of reflect that and help us understand difficult things. So we're going to listen today to the audio of a Bible video where Jesus talks to others about the laborers in the vineyard. It's a parable or a story to illustrate this principle. So go ahead and listen in.
Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for my sake and the gospel's, which shall not receive manifold more in this present time and the world to come, life everlasting. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace and said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again, he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle and saith unto them, why send ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. And when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good men of the house, saying, these last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. Many be called, a few chosen.
Elder Jeffrey R. Holland said of this parable, this parable, like all parables, is not really about the laborers or wages or any more than the others are about sheep and goats. This is a story about God's goodness, his patience and forgiveness, and the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a story about generosity and compassion. It's a story about grace. It underscores the thought I've heard so many years ago, that surely the thing God enjoys most about being God is the thrill of being merciful, especially to those who don't expect it and often don't feel that they deserve it. Isn't that so beautiful? So if you're kind of in a rut and you're feeling as though, man, life just isn't fair, I hope that this gave you some comfort and some peace today and maybe a few things to think about. because we all certainly feel that way from time to time. Well, Jeffrey R. Holland again said that his concern is for the faith at which you finally arrive, not the hour of the day in which you got there. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.